Okay, good evening. We're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding at the two dots, Boy Rav Chananya. Right, it's about halfway down, around halfway down, Boy Rav Chananya. So yesterday we finished the figure about the Deir Sahar Svino, all of that, and we spoke about the actual halal, but why do we pass again? We do pass again like Rav. That's what we pass again. Just one nakuda that I didn't actually mention is we were giving that whole pshat and tosfos and the Mordechai and all of that. The one thing I didn't actually mention is what it's interesting why they went onto the ship before Shabbos and they duck it and they lit candles and they had a meal there. Give it all being Kodesh Shvisa, and the whole point is you can't just leave food there, so just sit there. But is it even as Aloshin, you sit there and then you go home and eat there? Why are they having a meal and lighting candles there?
It's the Kovei Amakom.
No, it's it doesn't matter, but
But we said the meal is Kovei Amakom.
No.
It's like the Eruv, it's like putting the Eruv, it's not putting the
Eruv. No. If you put your food there, it wouldn't work. We said it's got to be you there. So we said the Peshat may well be, because it's not just about being Kona Shalisa, it's about making it into your bias. Because if you don't make it into your bias, then you've got a bigger problem. Well, I don't know about bigger, but besides the problem of Tuchumin, being Kodesh Shvisa and all of that, you've got the problem of being able to get back onto the boat of Nira Keshot up in our mind. Looks like the same problem as swimming. The whole Heta was based on, Mr. Brewer said, was based on the fact that I'm not going to any swim or floating, I'm going to my house. To actually make it into your house, and also within the Tchumim Shat as well, we also talk about that, but especially within this, so therefore, Ken Zion, that's why they made it into more than just the Stam of Ockham Shavita, the ship should actually become a bias. They lit candles, they had a meal there. That makes it more than just the Stam of Ockham Shavita. Ken Zion. Okay, here we go. The Gemara now asks, Boy Rav Chananya, here comes the big Shaila. Rav Chananya asks the following Shaila, Yish Techumin Amado Mi Asoro, or Is Techumin Amado Mi Asoro? Is there Techumin Amado Mi Asoro? Does it apply above 10 Tfokim or does it not?
Is it Mahlokit?
We're going to see, we'll see. So if you're talking about walking on top of a pillar which is 10 tefachim high and 4x4 wide, means that it must be 4x4 in both directions, that is. So therefore, Lizzie Boydov, that wouldn't be a shayla to Arasumichti, that is zikha, that's just like the land has, it's all part of the way that land goes up, goes down. Now that's normal halicha. Kiti Boydov, when do you have the shayla? But the Eina Rochav Abo, if you've got a pillar which is 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. And let's say that is at the end of the 2,000 amos, and it's literally, it spans either side of the, within the tchum, without the tchum, and you walk on that outside the tchum, would that be a problem? Or, alternatively, you've got a whole series of these, and you walk along these, would that be considered a problem of walking outside? Likewise, if you were to start there, on top of one of these, would you be kind of shvisa there? Right? Fine. That's one possibility.
Can I just ask, is it dafka 10?
Dafka 10 tefachim, yeah.
So if it's 15 tefachim high.
Oh, no. And 10 or high. 10 or high.
So it is 10 or high.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to lower, that's what I thought you meant. Yeah. Inami, or the cause of the kvitsa. Another possibility is, if he was going by jumping, meaning to say, as Rashi says, he uses the Shem Hashem, and he effectively flies a certain distance, going above 10. Would that be subject to this of tchumin or not?
Sorry, can I just ask can I understand 10 you could regard as arasmichta? But if you got a pole 4x4 and it's 1,000 amas high, how can you say it's arasmichta?
It's like a mountain.
But it's very, very steep. How you?
We don't start making a chiluk. Once it's perfectly standable upon, that's we can view that it's kind of.
Even though you can't really get to it unless you get a helicopter to take you up there.
If you've got a very steep mountain. And you get a helicopter to take you to the top of that?
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's not in the normal cases. It's normal run of walking, you wouldn't be able to.
I realize what I'm saying. No one would question a mountain which is very steep and would say that shouldn't be subject to this.
Right.
Okay. You're right, Mr. Bissad, it's not the sort of thing people are going to be climbing up, but look, once it's got the status of Arasmechta, it's got the status of Arasmechta. That's already fits into the gather. So fine. So Lishna Afrin, another loshen was Bisvina Maya. They just simply asked, what's the din on a ship? If you're on a ship above 10, what's the halacha? Again, we may speak more about, because the ship is obviously going to be something we'll speak about in the the continuation of the Gemara, that we're measuring, let's say, from the seabed up to the base of the ship. Right, there is some very interesting discussion if the water is 10 tefachim deep, but because the ship is slightly submerged, does that make any difference? Okay, but the discussion in the Machzor Shekel about that. But for the time being, let's just talk about where the ship is completely above 10, etc. So what's the din? Why what's the din? So Amar Rav Hishaya, so Rav Hishaya said, Tol Shema, come and listen. Ma'aseh Shebo Min Palandrasin. There was this story in the Mishnah where they were coming from Palandrasin, Mevligos Finosam Ayom Bechura, and the ship was way out at sea, and they held this whole discussion, can you walk the whole ship, can you not? Rav Gamliel, Rav Nosam Azariah did, Rav Yeshua and Rav Akiva did not.
That's only when they came from Rome, no? When they went to Rome for the, what's the story, when they went to Rome to cancel one of this horrible thing that happened.
Could be, I don't know.
And so when they came back, they asked him, you know, can what we do? So I said, okay, they have binoculars now, you could, you know, I know that.
But binoculars coming after, but yeah, okay. If you say that yes, there is tuchumin amara me'asara, then fine. Mishum haki rotsu. So that would explain why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be machmir on themselves, because there is a nisur tuchumin about them, and therefore if it stopped, then they would potentially be subject to this sort of tuchumin. If you say anyway about them, there is no nisur tuchumin. Am I rotsu? Why did they want to be machmir? Interesting, by the way, to think about over here. Well, maybe the ship was 4 tefachim wide.
What, on the sea?
Yeah.
Ship, 4 tefachim, think about it. You can't put your foot in it.
I'm saying minimum of 4, I'm saying it's wider than 4.
Ah, okay, so the ship's 4 tefachim wide, that's the ship, right?
Yeah. So there is a machlokes, the Chassam Sofer brings between the Re'eim, that's Re'eim Mizrahi, and the Rambam, somebody else, he brings this, there is this shaila about whether the whole thing of 4 applies, because the whole svara of 4, like you said, is because it's arasamechta, something which moves. If you've got something which moves, maybe that's not arasamechta. And therefore, when you're talking about on a ship, it's difficult to hear it's arasamechta if it's floating on the water. So it's difficult to hear that would be arasamechta. But that is something to think about. Fine, that wasn't the answer that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives the following answer, because all my robbers, like Robert said, the Mahaleches Berekek. We're talking about when they were going in like this marshy water, gravelly water, in other words, it was shallow water. So Khanami bin Mahaleches Berekek. And therefore they were within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's why if it had stopped, it could be subject to this of tchumen, and that's why they wanted to be machne on themselves. Okay, let's try the next one. Tol Shema, Pam Achas, one time they nichnas to the Nomad, Ache Chashiach Bechuru. They only got, in this is the case you were talking about the binoculars, they only got into the port once it was already dark, and all the Shabbos had come in previously. And there was a whole discussion about whether they get off the ship or not. Rav Gamliel says he looked through his special telescope, whatever you want to call it, and he was there within 2,000 hours. Fine. Iyamad Bishlom Oz, that's fine if you say Yishtachumin, that there is a problem of Tchumin above 10. Shabbos, I can understand why they were worried. And the Yom HaDin, if you say in Tchumen, there is no Yisrael Tchumen above 10, Kiloi HaYinu B'Soich HaTchum, even if we weren't within the Tchum, my hubby, so what? But they're above 10 Tchumen, surely. So my Rabbah says, no, B'Mahaleches B'Rekek, we're talking about when they were going in the Rekek, right? In the shallow waters. Fine? Tol Shema, here comes the third raya. Tol Shema. Chani Shev Shemaito, there were these 7 teachings, these Amaron B'Tzapro B'Shabso, which were said in the morning of Shabbos, Kamei D'Rav Chist, in front of Rav Chist, who was in Basura, in Sura, Uvahadei Panyo B'Shabso, and by the evening of Shabbos, right, a few, 10, 12 hours later, whatever it was, Kamei D'Robo, B'Pum B'Diso, they were said in front of Robo, or Rabo, some say the Gerser should be the Rabo, in P'Pum B'Diso. Mamam Rinu, who do you think said them? Lav, don't you think Eliyahu Amrinu was Eliyahu who said them? Almost we see in Tuchumin of Adam Yasorah, there is no Issa of Tuchumin above 10. Yeah? Right? Because how did Eliyahu get them? Must be. He went above 10. So to that the Gemara says, well, no, Dilma perhaps was Yosef Shiddo Omrinu, it was Yosef the demon who said them, meaning to say, he's somebody who doesn't keep Shabbos anyway. So, here starts a big discussion, because we see from here that Eliyahu is subject to this Tuchumim. So I was very friendly Chasam Sefer, in Shaitan Shuvah's Chasam Sefer, they put him, Chilik Vov Simon Tzadikheh. He asked the Kasha, which is, so how does Eliyahu get to any bris on Shabbos? He goes from one to the next, how does he do that? Right? We do say, Zeh Kisish and Eliyahu's Ophel Atoiv, the Moelim Dovin by then, Eliyahu should stand Al Yaminon, the Somchom. Is he there? They say that even on Shabbos, so presumably he is there. How did he get there?
He says
that's why people say various piyutim on Mitzvah Shabbos talking about Eliyahu. Why? Because he couldn't come, not on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos either, because of the problem of Tuchumen. So how does this square? And for the Chasam Sefer with the Yesod, he says when Eliyahu ascended, right in the story of Melochim, he went up in the chariot of fire. Didn't go up his body and neshama, it was just his neshama that went up, and the guf stayed down here. And there he is, now amongst the malachim up there, and the body is left and in Gan Eden Dilamato. You know what I'm saying? So what's going to happen is, one second. One day in the future, Bezal Hashem, when he comes back to be Mavasa Toiv, to tell us that Moshiach's coming, he's going to come back in his body. And therefore, when he comes back in his body, he's like anyone else. And he's like any other the Chachomim, Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael, he's got smicha from his Rebbe Achi Ashiloni or Moshe Rabbeinu if he was Pinchas. And so the Chachom Sofer, he's going to give smicha, we'll come back to that Bezal Hashem, he's going to give smicha to the Chachom Yisrael. And that's it, right? You'll be able to see him as maybe anyone else. And he says, that's what it means. Tishbi, Yetarit, Kushis, Yiboy, Teiku, that's talking about the future, right? He's going to be a. Because what he's answering with that is the kasha which I've mentioned, I keep mentioning time and again, the Sheikh Atal's kasha, which is Eliyahu's not gonna answer questions. He says, yes, as a human being, when he comes back in his body, he'll answer. The Sheikh Atal will say, Tishmi Yaturtu, it means when he comes, it will just be answering the Mela. He says, no, when he comes back in his body, he's Azavia and he's Azavia a Yid. And that's Pshat in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, when Rabbo Barabua saw him in the Beis HaKvoris, right, Koisha. Beis HaKvoris said to him, excuse me, are you not a Kohen? So what? He's Eliyahu. You see, if he's a Kohen, Pinchas is Eliyahu, then he can't be in the Beis HaKvoris. That's because he was in his body. So, we're assuming that over here as well, if he's giving class, if he's teaching halacha, it must be he was in his body. Oy bazoy, that's why the Gemara says that how did he manage to get there? Must be he went to the Ma'ala Me'asor. That's what the Gemara assumes. However, when he comes to a bris milah, we say he is the malach habris. He's a malach. If he's a malach, then he's not subject to this of tuchumin. Azoi al the chasam sefer. Says the chasam sefer, with this yisoid, I told you, we can answer the kasha of the prima godin. The prima godin asked the kasha, why is it on mitzvah yom tov do we not say these pismonim about any of them? Surely you can't come on yom tov either. So to that, he answers, says the Chasam Sofer, yes he can. But Etzem he could come on Yom Tov. Why? Because, where is his body? His body is in Gan Eden, down here. Oh. So he says, Oy Razoy. Right? Remember, in terms of Issa Tuchumin, if you're going on water, there is no Issa Tuchumin Deoraisa. So Oy Razoy, there's the Nohor Yotzei Me'eden, Lashkos Tzadon, and Mishom Yipol Elavor Roshim, you got the rivers that come out of Gan Eden, and from there they eventually join up with the seas. So you could go down these rivers, onto the seas, all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Remember, he's got to be able to get from there to Yerushalayim, to Lishkat Sagozis, right? This comes later on in the Gemara. He'd be able to. The only river that leaves there is the Meshilach and the Ein Eton, right? But hold on, no. Yeah, so those two rivers, right, they don't join up, they're not coming from the sea. So he's not going to be able to get there. He can come on the sea, but he can't get to those rivers. So now what? So that's why on Shabbos, there's no way he can get there. That was a nice try, but he wouldn't be able to get there on Shabbos. Now you may say, but hold on a second. There's a river that leads there, and that's called the Megichon. The only reason it's not going at the moment is because Chizkiyahu stopped it up. Okay, so come and unstop it. He can't do that on Shabbos. Malacha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but on Yom Tov, he can unblock it because Shabbos does study, hey? You've got Ot, where it's Mitoch. Therefore, you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov because it's Boiner, but Boiner is Torah Chayuch on Nefesh. And therefore, the Issa of Boiner Midda Eraita doesn't apply on Yom Tov. Right? The only Issa would be an Issa Drabon of Din Tachol. So therefore, he would be able to come on Yom Tov by way of the water. He would unblock the Megicha and he could come. And that's why, says the Chasam Sofer, that's why we say Yom Tov, we don't say these Bismayim. Beautiful, beautiful. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. However, not everyone agrees, but these you say this is the Chasam Sofer. Comes again the Ben Ishchai, and the Ben Ishchai in Hama'atif, right? Talking about going back a while, he wrote a piece which has been printed now in Shut Hod Yosef Siman Nun, and he brings there a Chakira from the Nachalas Ben Yomim. And the Nachalas Ben Yomim wants to know, according to the one who holds that there is Tuchum in Amar Me'asara, so how did Moshe Rabbeinu come down on Shabbos from Shamayim? How did he manage that one? That Matan Torah was on Shabbos, how did he come down? Yesh Tuchum in Amar Me'asara. He says, Nishna Odein, another Kasha. How is it mutter for somebody to die on Shabbos? Like David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, how could they die on Shabbos? The Ben Hashomer is going the opposite direction. If it's Chumin Amar Me'asara, how can they die? Ben Ishchai says, so you don't have to go that far. How can a person go to sleep on Shabbos? Right? The Hashomer goes up when a person is asleep. Right? What's Pshat? He says, don't tell me, at least we're going back to the one where people are dead. But Mason Chopshi, a person is Chopshi Melamitsis when he's dead. He says, Chas v'chalila. He says, that is only the Guv is exempt. But in Shoma, of course it's Chayiv Melamitsis. The Mitzvah is Lois, I say. Right? Any Issa, it is not allowed to do. Right? So the Nachal Ben Yom gives a beautiful parrot, and he wants to say that Torah is the food of the Neshama. L'chu lachamu v'lachmi, the Pesuk says in Mishlei Perek Tes. Right, that is the lechem abirim, that is the lechem of the malachim. Right, they get their food, their nutrition from the primius of Torah. And that's why Torah was put down here, b'tachtonim, in order to create an eruv, to link up the two, the tachtonim and the elyonim. So then you can be b'tal to mechot to lechot. You've got an eruv, it all becomes one big dira. The Memela, presumably that he wants to say that therefore it's like travelling within like a Rosh Hashayachit, and therefore there's no Issa of Tuchumin either. Says the Ben Ishchai, he goes through a whole of the Pesukim and he says the Pesukim are beautiful based on this. You got a Pesuk in Tehillim. Shalach Orecho, that's Torah Shebichsav. V'amitecho, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Heimo Yamchuni, they will lead me in Olam Hazeh. Yibiuni El Har Kotchecho, they will bring me to your Har Kotchecho, that's Har HaMiriyot. Right? That's the Shara Shamayim. That's the idea of the Neshamas. The Amish Kenesef means it will take you back to the Dira Shamana. That's the Torah. Torah is what allows the person to be able to go up. Torah Hashem Tamimo, we say. Torah Hashem Tamimo, Meshivat Nefesh. Right? The Torah is what gives that sense of Yeshuv for the Nefesh and the Dira Shamana. Right? You've got Arub Abdechol Atoy. Right? We say, says the Ben Ishchai, don't read this, Arub Elo Eru. Eruv after Chodah Tov. What Tov? Tov is Torah. Ain't Tov not Torah. So the Tov of Torah is what makes the Eruv for your servant. In order that he can go up from this world to the next. Ali Ashkuni Zedim, and then he doesn't. He shouldn't be attacked by the.
That's not Peshat of Eruv after Chodah Tov.
It's Drosha.
Drosha.
Yeah, it's actually Pesukim based on this. You said in the Nachal Aspinyom. Just giving you, I didn't mention these Pesukim at the time, both in front of me now. But another Ashrei Simi Meidorech, I think this is the one I did mention. Ashrei Simi Meidorech, referring to the Neshomas, which are Simi Meidorech, they're going with a Mato Lamado. Ha'hurich in B'seirat Hashem. But you may ask, how do they go? If it's Shabbos, the answer is B'seirat Hashem. Using the Torah, that is the Then he goes on, there's another couple of Sukkim he brings as well. Fine. Nocha Chakira, the Nachalas Ben Yomim makes, is, he says, you know, Tanusrafus HaRasha, he asked the following Shaila. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Shabbos, So how can he make it rain and make plants grow on Shabbos? Right? And the answer he was given is, well, the whole world is his. So he wants them. The whole world is Hashem's. It's a medrash. Says the Nachlas Ben Yomim. Fine, very good. You've explained how he can make it rain. No problems for the rain to come down because it's all one big Rishus Ayoch. It's all his. Fine. But you haven't answered the question about making plants grow. How is he allowed to make plants grow? So to that, he answers, based on Zayar Kodesh HaMedrash, that Ein Lecho Eser Milamato, Shein Resar Milamato, Shemake Boi Boim Eloi Gadeo. Every Eser, every blade of grass, has got a malach standing over it and hitting it and making a thing, instructing it to grow. He says, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, L'Rubayna Shaleim Alei, he, as it were, he's Poseach Mayim Legino, he provides the Shefa, and that now will grow even on Shabbos on its own. Says the Nachas Beyond, very good, so you want to Hashem. But what about the Malach? How can the Malach make the blood, the grass grow? So he concludes, he says, the Malachim are not subject to Shmir Shabbos. So then the Ben Ish Chai says, he's got a whole deal about that. When you are allowed to start Malacha on Erev Shabbos, when not, etc. But he says, regarding this thing that you're saying, that Malachim don't have to keep Shabbos, he says, absolutely not. He says, they don't have to keep the Aseh, they don't have to make a Kiddush. But the Lois Aseh, he says, that, as we said beforehand, even on a Shom on its own, is subject to the Lois Aseh. And he says, Araya is from Eliyahu, L'chayr the Araya is from Eliyahu, in our Gemara, the Gemara involved in Metziah, Novosi says maybe that is different because they've gone, and he always gone back into his body, but the Maiseh, all said and done, he takes on the Zohar Poshut, that it is Shaykh to them. However, in Shuk Torah Lishmo, when the Ben Ish Chai was asked whether Eliyahu could be mitzarif to a minion, could you be mitzarif in the Kaddish, Kedusha, Dasi Davan, and he said, it's the Warren Peshutim, he says that Eliyahu, even if he's inside his body, he's Azuli a Maluch, and they do not have to keep any mitzvah. Kim Zois, as far as the Ben Ish Chai is concerned, when you're talking about Lois Aseis, whether he's in his body or he's not inside his body, he is subject to them. When you're talking about Asin, he is potter from them, even if he is inside his body. Right? That's what comes out. You could debate what would he say about the Shefa Talos whole thing, about whether he will answer the questions or not. I personally would have said, a very different answer to this whole thing about the Neshamas going up to Shamayim and all of that. I would have just said, because we know, as we now, if there is no Shavisa, then there is no Isaf Tuchumin. The Guf is what has Shavisa, not the Neshamas. As the Gemara says, Sadiqim Afidu Bimidim, Sadiqim Einah Menuchar, Be'elam Azebel, Be'elam Abo, the Neshama is never still. It's either going up or it's going down. And therefore, but it's a Maloch. Maloch is the same thing. And with the Neshomas, we're talking about spiritual things. Kolzman, they're not in the body, there is no Isur Tchumim because they never stay stationary. Like we spoke about the whole thing with Rus, that whole thing about Rus, the whole Mahalik wanted to say how Normie and Rus got on, seemingly on Yom Tov, first day of Pesach, how did they get from Moab to Eretz Yisrael? So we suggested it could be that they just started before Yom Tov and they never stopped walking, which is a machlokes for Rishonim whether that would work or not, unless you're jumping 4 hours in a go. But Lefi the Ravid, it does work, and therefore that would explain why Vateri Kim Samet Kasilo Lechas Yisrael was very difficult for us to keep up. When she got there, we had the whole discussion about it was now Yom Tov Sheni, which is Magua in the Ga'inim in Beis Adaftalad on the Beis, that the thing of Yom Tov Sheni already existed from Miyamos Nevi'im or Rishonim. It was handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu already at Sinai, and therefore for Normi, who they want to say was never, the Rav Shlomo Kluger says, was never subject to Chutz La'aretz because she shouldn't have left, and therefore Da'at Alatza, even if she'd go with her husband, according to Radbaz, you go with the husband, that's not considered Da'at Alatza, but not when they go out to Issa, they shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he says she always had the din of Bas Eretz Yisrael. So when she got back to Eretz Yisrael, she didn't have to keep the second day. Rose, who's ready to be recovered upon herself, is of Tukhumin, Bashe Tebichieve, she got there, she couldn't stop. She stopped, she became a Shavisa, and therefore she kept going, Batelech Matovoi. After Lakit Batsova, she kept moving all the time in the field. So now she shouldn't be Kona Shavisa because the field was outside of the town and therefore she wouldn't be able to come back.
Hannah only could have decided if she wanted to come back or don't go. She has to follow her husband. Her husband decided to go.
He also went Logur with staying off. He didn't go there to stay. That's absurd. Logur.
Logur as a girl.
Yeah, Logur means temporary. Not boss, by you, Yusha. Right?
So she made the decision already, it was Yom Tov, so it was too late. She made the decision before Yom Tov that she wouldn't have to keep 2 days.
No, that was with Rus.
Yeah, I'm saying with Rus.
Yeah, yeah. It was too late by the time she got back. She was off with him. Yeah. That was all that we spoke about. Fine. So, there is the there is discussion, and so the Shleim HaSo'in we spoke about as well, the Ben Ishchai is a different Shuvah in Ba'aparanim. He speaks about different types of Giri Eliyahu. And he says basically there's a level of Giri Eliyahu which is people like Arizal was Zeicha too, which is literally they see it. But he says even greats like the Rishash, he is convinced he didn't see him face to face. It was more what we call an Ein HaSeichel, it was an intellectual sighting. And he brings right that there are these two different types. That's basically the yesod he lays down. Going back to the question of the Nachalas Binyamin about making plants grow on Shabbos, so now we still have an answer. As far as Ben Ishchai is concerned, if a Malach does have to keep the Vlosah seeds of Shabbos, how is he allowed to make the plants grow on Shabbos? So the Ben Ishchai, he answers that when you're talking about a pu'ula ruchnis, when you're talking about a spiritual action, that is not subject to the issa of malacha. And he basically builds this on a whole discussion about would a person be allowed to make an animals and things like that using sefer yetzira or not on Shabbos. Would that be subject to the issa? Would it not? Basically, in a nutshell, what he brings is like this. He says the sefer, we didn't discuss in the shir, but I'll just an overview is like this. He says the Geza Yishai, he raises this question, right? Is it shayach malacha when it comes to using sefer yetzira? So he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf aleph amud aleph. It says that the lochashim lechishas nechoshim akaravim b'shabbos. You can use like a special. Lechishos, right, to bring snakes, scorpions into one place on Shabbos. And Rashi says, Bishvil shala yazik, in order they shouldn't damage, the ein bekach mishum tzeda, says Rashi, there's no issur of tzeda in that. Now, the Be'er Sheva, say the Be'er Sheva, he understands what Rashi means, so why is there no melacha tzeda? Because I didn't do anything. I just spoke, said a special whatever it was, which is dibur. And therefore, that's why there's no Yisrael Tzeda. They didn't do anything. So he ends up, he asks the Kasha on Rashi based on the Mishnah in Idyos that surely Dibur is a problem. So the Merkeves HaMishnah, he says on the Be'er Shav, he says that's not what Pshat in Rashi. What Rashi means to say is that since his intent is only to do it, stop it damaging him, right, to being damaged by the snakes and scorpions, so therefore there is no Yisrael Tzeda and it's Mutar. Kintos, if a person was to use a dibur to trap something, it would be, as far as the Mekeves HaMishneh is concerned, it would be shayach the Isser of Tzedo, correct? It's only over there, special things he's doing in order they shouldn't damage. So the Geza Yishai, he asks on the Mekeves HaMishneh, he's got problems with it, and therefore he sides with Be'er Sheva, meaning to say that he goes without pshat. The reason why there's no Issur Tzeda is because he's doing it for Dibur. So the kitzur what comes out is, as far as the Be'er Sheva is concerned, if you don't do a Maaseh Be'odayim, it's only Dibur, it's not Shayach Malacha. That's Be'er Sheva, and that's what the Geza Yishai goes with. So therefore, according to them, no problem to make something using Tehillat Zero. Whereas according to the Mekevet HaMishnah, the reason why he was mutter over there is because he was doing it in order that they shouldn't harm people, but otherwise it would be Shaykh the Isser of Tehillat. So that's what the Gevra Yishai initially says. However, he says, when he looked into Rashi again and he thought about it, he says, actually, the Peshat in Rashi seems to be actually something else entirely. It's not because it was a Dibur. It's not because he's only doing it so they shouldn't harm. No, it's something else entirely. And that is because it's not the Derech of Seder. It's just, that's not the way you normally trap a snake or a scorpion. And he brings the Levush, who says exactly that. So, Oy Bazoy, based on that, says the Gesler Yishai, he now retracts and he says, that if a person was to make an animal using Sefi Yetzirah, it would be forbidden. Why? He says, both Mitzad Boiner or Mitzad Losh, because you can't say it's not the Derech of Bria. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them to start with. Right? So, Oy Bazoy, it's very difficult to hear that you want to say that's Kelachayah. It's the very way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. The only thing is, we could be done on that because Mitzad Malach of Boiner itself, that's not the normal way you do Boiner in the Mishkan. It's the normal way to create the animal, but it's not the normal way to do Boiner. It's a famous Shaila about that. Fine? So, you think I'm making up these things, but he says that in the Sefer Avraham Es Yodai, right? I think he may be the son of Rav Chaim Karaji. He says, how can a person be Mechadish Chidushim on Shabbos? How can you be Mechadish Chidushim? Because Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Ki Ka'asher, here's on the prior, you hear this one? So the Pasuk says, Ki Ka'asher, this is you like this one. Ka'asher HaShomai Mechadoshim Vo'oret HaKadosha Asher Ani Oisa. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. That means to say, the Ovid Todim Me'inim Chidushim Doiraita. From a person's Chidushay Torah, a person is creating Rakia, and he says that pshat in the pasuk lintoya shomayim v'lisa it oret ve'leima v'tiyon ami oto. So don't read as ami, elo imi. You are partners in creation, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like I using dibor, I created shomayim. So too, you're doing the same. Right? So says. Says Rav Avraham Pelagi, he says, so how can a person be mechadish chedushim on Shabbos? You're creating, it's real. Says the Ben Ishchai, why are you going there? You bring Zayar Kodesh and things like that. Ask from a Gemara. The Gemara says, when you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. Why isn't that a problem? No?
It's a
ruchnistic creation. It's not a. Oh, very good. Answer the Ben, this is nothing to do with the previous Shaila, because yeah, using Tefi Yetzir in that case, here we're also doing spiritual things, but what are you creating? Over here you're creating an animal. An animal's going to be walking around. No one's going to know. This is an animal. These are things which belong down here. So therefore, you can't necessarily prove one from the other. But nonetheless, says the Ben Ishchai, let's sort of try and come back down to earth. He says, in terms of the Ikka Shaila, says the Ben Ishchai, he says the following. Listen to these tainas, we'll see what you have to say. He's going to bring three tainas to basically show you why it is not a problem to use Sefer Yetzirah. So you can do it, okay? You can do it on Shabbos. These are your three tainas. So number one, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ayin Dalad on the base. You remember this one about Toba Semer Shalgabi Behemoth of the Shabbos. If a person was to spin the wool on the animal on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan said Chayim, Rabbi Kahana said no. Ein derech tviyah v'kach, and he's potter. That's not the derech of tviyah. That's not the way of spinning. There he's potter. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But in the Mishkan, the women did it. That was the way it was done.
Yeah, but that's
okay. The Gemara Chachma Yaseira Sha'ani. It's different. That's extra Chachma. Says Tosfos. What does that mean to say? People who do it bot lo dato. It's all kolol, because the average
nobody
person, no, there's a special chokhmah there exactly. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says it's not the derech of a hedyot, it's therefore it's kelachayav. So Oy Bazoy, he says the Ben Ishchai, How many people do you know who can create things using Sefer Yetzirah? Father Falach?
Nothing about me on that one.
Only Dr. Falach can do it. We have the standard joke about Armenians, the place where all these secrets right? But I think that one is beyond. He says, never bala data, need to come out of. What would you say to that?
And to have appointed a leader and they follow the leader. I understood correctly.
Sorry, say again?
I understood that.
I mean, again, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm just going to play the other side. Let's think a second here. Spinning wool on sheep, like we said, that is abnormal. Only Yechidim can do it, and it's just simply not the way it's done. People don't do that. Right? Mm-hmm. However, over here, we are talking about creating animals. This is the way it's done. Priyatoyon, that's the way it happens. If you want to be boiring, yesh me'ayin, so to speak, if I can use that lotion, it's not really yesh me'ayin, that is the way to do it. You're right, only Yechidim can do it, so what? Whereas when it comes to spinning wool, that's not the way to do it. Look at the way it's done in the world, that's not the way to do it. There's another way of doing it, which is much more normal. But you're right, there's only a few people who can, maybe Yechidim, who can create an animal, I call it yesh me'ayin, as opposed to, you know, being born, you know, in the normal way. But I'll tell you one thing. Anyone who knows how to do it, there is only one way, and that is using Sefer Yetzirah. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo did it. Like the Nachas, or whoever it was, said earlier. So that's in terms of that time. Okay, let's try the next one. See what you say to this. He says, look, we have a Klal Yodua in Gemara. Right? Kol Talmudim. Where do we learn the Isurim of Shabbos from?
The Mishkan, right?
Was there any malacha done in the Mishkan, you know, building of anything or
nothing.
Using?
Nothing. Because everything was made from Yeriyot beforehand.
Sefer Yetzirah?
No, everything was beforehand.
It does say that Tzalah was Messiah Phosius. Okay,
you didn't. Okay, yeah, that's in Yeriyot.
So.
Sorry, you didn't finish the question. No, I did.
That was endless. Was there anything in the Mishkan created using Sefer Yetzirah? That's it.
One thing,
and if there, I mean, obviously, there wasn't, right? That was the impression, so therefore, there can't be any Yisrael using Sefer Yetzirah, right? That was it. Well, I went off and I answered my own question, and that was just me wandering around. Is Chazal do say that
he was the Tzaddik?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know why he's not bringing that. Okay, he says something very interesting. This is what I mean. He says, I'll prove to you that that's the case. See what you say to this. He says, an Adam is Boal Ishto on Shabbos, right? Right, a man is with his wife on Shabbos. He's Zorei al Zera,
yeah.
Right? He's Zorei al Zera.
Yetzirah.
That all. So the Zera is Niklat, right in the womb. It gets taken in there. And gradually from that, fertilized, etc., you end up with a blood. He says, oh, that's right. Be'etzem, that's Mamash HaZayi Shvi'ah, told of the Malach of Zerea, no? Zerea, what do? You take a seed, you put it in the ground. Gradually, it takes time. It gets Niklat there, and then gradually, it develops. But Meshach HaYomim, you end up with a tree, a plant, whatever it is, right? So, hold on one second. So yeah, so why do we not ask for that on Shabbos?
Because for the first 3 days it's nothing.
So to a plant as well, when you put the seed into the ground, nothing.
It takes a while to...
It rots, it decomposes to start with.
Yeah, but not the zera. The zera is something else, it's continue living. The zera is actually dying. I mean, anything that you seed, something is going dead, and then from there something new come out. With the zera, actually, it's continuous life, so it's something that's not proper, it's not the Zvi'ah.
Yeah,
Zvi'ah.
No, it's going to be after three days.
It dies after three days.
Okay, so he answers his own question, Elamai, because that didn't happen in the Mishkan. There's nothing like that in the Mishkan. Yeah. So too, like I'm saying, same argument, say for Yetzirah. They didn't use that in the Mishkan, that's what he wants to say. So, Nu, what would you say to that? Well, I would say first of all, if I may take issue, it's not similar to Zoreia. Zoreia is you plant it in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Here you're not planting anything in ground. You're planting it inside the womb of the woman. Right? So what are you gonna say? Ah, but maybe there should be a malacha of Boina? Maybe it's Boina though. That's what he's been talking about using taking it serious. Well, you're right. That there was no such malacha in the Mishkan Boina. What I mean to say is there are certain malachas where you start it on Shabbos and things only happen afterwards. Zoreia. You plant the seed now, and the chiyuv is because it's something which takes some time. Fine. Maybe even Ofer, right? Bishul. That is a machlokes about if you do it close to Motzei Shabbos and it cooks on Motzei Shabbos. No, maybe. We even talked about Seidor as well. We even talked about Seidor. When Seidor is the Ben Ishchai talks about when the Seidor, he wants to say that Seidor you would be chayev. You take a fish out of water, not Seidor, Netilas Neshama, I think it was Netilas Neshama. So you take it out on Shabbos, but it only dies after Shabbos. Right? Using that whole. Fine! Using the study of Eishem Mishum Chitzov. But Boina, we don't find such a thing.
Wait a second.
So therefore, when it comes to being Zorea Zera inside the Isha, what do you want to be Mechayev? Ask what? Eishem Zorea, the Malach of Zorea. It's not Zorea.
It's not Pesik Reisha either.
Okay, well no, it's nothing to do with Pesik Reisha, it's the Malach itself. That is the Malach itself, nothing to do with Pesik Reisha.
Situation where you're doing that the woman's going to become pregnant.
And a chanami, but that's the as it were the intended. That's part of the kavod. And even you can say if it's not shayach, okay, one would time if it's not shayach, then there couldn't be any malacha anyway.
Right.
Don't matter if it is shayach, then that is the intended thing. Okay, I hear. But mitzad zareya, it's not the malacha zareya because there is that's in the ground. It's not on the ground.
Yes.
So you can say mishum boina. But maybe we don't find such a thing that it starts today and something happens in 3 months' time, whatever it is, however long you want to say when there's some binyan there. So therefore, it's not Domer. 100% that's not Domer to the Malach and the Mishkan. Mashi Inkim, when you're doing it with Sefi Yetzira, that is Domer to. Al Atzad that you say it is Shayach, it's Domer to Boina. Why? Because you say these Osias today, and 2 seconds later, there's an animal walking around. That's Boina. That's the Shayach of Boina. Maybe yes, maybe not, but that's.
One thing is, Melacha Shem Asid Bilkama Anashim, the Patur, the law, then Abdul Binan Ashal Abdul Bishabat. So here it's Yitzirat by three people, Hashem, the Ish and Isha. So here you could say that it's not.
If it's a Derech, Zayin Yoko, then there is a Chir.
You see what I'm saying? But
here, I know, but if
here it's Hashem involved in it, so you can't say
that Hashem. We already said Kibiyoko, you say this, Hashem is also subject to it. If it's Zayin Yoko, you say Hashem.
No, but the Zera is Melach, or Melach Tigdam.
I realize it's something different. It's why you care. It's not an abnormal sort of
question. Okay.
Yeah. And the last thing he brings is, he brings backing from the Sefer Shukkerim Hamel for that. But the last line he says is Taka from the Sugya of Zay Yochel, the Zay Inner Yochel. You got two people doing an office together. One could do it on his own, and the other one couldn't. Right? Zay Yochel, the Zay Inner Yochel. Says everyone holds. The one who is able to do it on his own is Chayav. The guy who can't do it on his own is called the Tayyar Shein Bo Mama, she's not to be reckoned with, right? So he says, Oibar Zoi, a person who's able to create an animal using Sefi Yetzira, yeah? That's not using natural kofis in the world, yeah? It's using Tzira for Oitiyos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Sheshis Meberations from the start. And when a person mentions them, then it's Ma'orer, and etc., etc. He says, "My Bazoi, he's together the inner yachol. He's not able to do anything on his own. That's what he wants to say." To that, I would also say, "Well, if you're going to go with that, then what's pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin about the guy who's lechish with the nechoshim akravit? He's also using special mantras and things like that. He's accessing kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting those things, being the owner of those kochos in the world, you also wouldn't be able to do it. By the same token, you know what? We could be mass electricity on Shabbos." Because electricity is also making use of curves that are going to put into the world. You're all accessing curves that are going to put into the world. So if I first of all put that curve into the world, we just say, Hamistoris Hashem. We don't get involved in that. If it's B'derech B'neod, the way we understand it, we see it as a malachah, so it should be a problem. Levaita that in Shailas and Shuba sits Eliezer, right? So don't think this is just Eliezer talks, he brings this subject. And he says, he brings the Kerem Chemed, Kerem Chamar, not Chemed, who was more up the second timer, wanted to be Matir, and the Sitz Eliezer says he doesn't think that, like he also says, doesn't think that's enough of a reason to be Matir.
To be
Matir, if you've got any ideas of using Sefer Yetzirah, right? He doesn't think that enough of a riot to be Matir. But he does, he says, what he brings from the Sefer Leib Chaim, right, it's also Falaji, Reb Chaim Falaji, and he also goes with this Gezer Yeshai, which should be more saying, he brings a raya. Gezer Yeshai is the one who says also, so he says also. And he brings a raya, what would you say to this? It's from the Sefer Halachos Ketanos. The Sefer Halachos Ketanos says, if a person kills somebody, using a Shem Hashem or using witchcraft. Or using what's it called?
Voodoo.
Yeah. Right? Anything like that. There's actually a bit of an action there, but using a kishuv or something like that. And the Halachos Ketanos says, Abadi is chayav. That's like shooting an arrow. He quotes him.
Chayav for
killing. Nothing to do with Shabbos. He says not playing on the word, but he says, Chait Shachot Vashoinom. With their tongue, they're like an arrow. So, Lich'ayra, I think this is the other point. There is not necessarily a raya from there to Aaronism, because the Ben Ish Chai already says that his whole discussion over here, he's only taking issue and trying to be Matir Gabi Shabbos. Shabbos Melech Machshavos. He says, Avada, when you're talking about when you've got a murder and things like that, that's something else entirely. On the contrary, he wants to bring a raya to it. It's from the Zohar HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to set up the whole thing of the Ori Miklot. There was kibiyochel, a tikkun, for having been, as it were, maki nefesh b'shkog when he killed the mitzri, right? That was his tikkun. So Avada, that's completely different. The only thing says the Ben Ish Chai is what about we find the Gemaras where Rabbon Kaddishe, they were killing people using a Shem Hashem, and he made them a Galat Thomas with Rabbi Yochanan, right? So we had the Gemara in Shabbos with Yehudah and Gim. They weren't Chayav Misa. These people weren't Chayav Misa. They, right? What's going on? So he said it could be there is a difference between killing somebody by Machshava or he does it with Dibur. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was with a dibur. We know that because this is how the Horgeni Ato Omer Kasha Rakta Samitri. Could be the Gemaras were just like through Re'i or Machshava or something like that. Okay, that's the Maskana of the Ben Ish Chai. That's the Maria Asad as well. Some you kill somebody through a Shem or Kishu. Abada, says the Maria Asad, their Chai. The Gabi Shabbos, that remains a hotly debated point. So if you got any ideas,
over Shabbos.
Perhaps do it before Shabbos.
Over Shabbos.